Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. Let me begin by acknowledging why it is possible for me to have this opportunity to be here today. It's only by the grace of God, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that I am here today. No, I'm not delivering a sermon, even though it sounds like I am. I just wanted to be known where my faith lies and to help you to understand where my views originate. Now let's get on with the show. The name of this show is called What's Truth? There are a lot of controversial topics being discussed in the news, in the workplace, in homes, and among friends and neighbors. My desire is to look at those topics and to point out those aspects, those truths of the topic, that people who, when pushing their own agenda, seem to ignore. Now, contrary to what one might think, I'm not attempting to change anyone's mind, but my hope is that after listening to my view, the truths on the topic, that you will have the courage to acknowledge that my points are valid. Still, I do understand that there will be those so entrenched in what they want to believe that they will never make such an acknowledgement. The first topic I would like to talk about is the gay rights movement. Now, I'm sure that as soon as many of you heard the topic, you immediately took your defensive stance. Some of you ready to defend the movement, and some of you ready to attack the thought of such a movement. As I give you my view on the topic, many of you will be able to discern which position I take, and some of you will be wondering. As I get close to concluding, I will let you know what my position is. I'm going to give you 5 points from each side, and then I will state my position and explain why I take the position that I do as I address the points of the opposition. I'll start with those who are for the gay rights movement. First, the majority of the gay rights activists say that being gay is not a choice, that they are born that way. Second, they say that people should have the right to date whoever they want. Third, they argue that their lifestyle only affects them. Fourth, they suggest that it doesn't matter who you love as long as that person loves you. The fifth point is they pretend that God accepts them that way and therefore no one else should judge them. Now, those who are against the gay rights movement have their own points. First, stated simply, that man should only have an intimate relationship with woman and vice versa. Second, some argue that science is against such unions. Third, some believe that people become that way as a result of some tragedy that has occurred. Possibly they were sexually molested at a young age. Fourth, some believe the lifestyle will confuse other young people when they see two people of the same gender interacting as a couple. The fifth and final point is that many believe that it is a sin. Now, here's what's truth about the movement. First of all, it's not about rights. Let's get that notion out of the way right away. As much as gay rights activists try to push that position, it's nonsense. They use the gay rights slogan, and I put rights in quotes, because they know it brings many who are against their lifestyle into their side in a sympathetic way. They have succeeded in pulling the wool over a lot of people's eyes with that slogan. Now to address their assertion that it's not a choice, that they are born that way. Science has proven that that assertion is simply not true. True, we are all born with certain urges and desires, and many of us experiment with those desires before we mature and come to understand that we have to be able to control our urges and desires. Yes, there are occasions when someone is born with both, but that is a 1 in a million happenstance. But the majority of us are born with one or the other, and those who choose to pursue the same sex are doing just that, making the choice to act upon their urges and desires. Quite simply, it goes against nature, and we are the only one of God's creatures who pursues such relationships. They say they have the right to date whoever they want. Well, that is true. But the problem is, Many of them put in a lot of time and effort trying to, and sometimes succeeding in, pursuing young people who are heterosexual to give their lifestyle a try. Now, those young impressionable minds, should they try it and don't like it, have the emotional battle that sometimes becomes disastrous. So go ahead and date whoever you want, but stop trying to persuade others to engage in your lifestyle. They say their lifestyle only affects them. Well, that would be true if they were the only people living in the world, but they aren't. And if they were, their world wouldn't last long anyway, because they wouldn't reproduce. Whether they want to admit it or not, the way anyone lives has an effect on other people. That's the way it works in a society. One's social interaction has an impact on those around them. They suggest that it doesn't matter who you love as long as they love you. Again, a society has to have some kind of standard of which it lives by. If not, who's to prevent someone from having a relationship with their brother or sister if they decide that is the person they want to love and not just as a brother or sister? Therefore, society's rules should not prevent them from being together if they want that desire. That's different, they will say. Some kind of common sense has to be exercised. It has been made simple for us. There are men and there are women, and we should respect the fact that only a man and a woman can naturally reproduce. They pretend that God loves them, whether they are gay or not. True, God loves all those who confess their faith in Jesus Christ. But yes, and there is a but. He doesn't want us going against his word. In the Bible, Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13, it says, "If a man practices homosexuality, having sex with another man, as with a woman, both men have committed a detestable act." And in Romans chapter 1, verse 26 to 27, it says, "That is why God abandoned them to their shameful desires. Even the women turned against their natural way to have sex and instead indulged in sex with each other. And the men, instead of having normal sexual relations with women, burned with lust for each other." Those are two examples, but there are more. God wants us to strive to live according to his will, making a conscious effort to change the behaviors that we know are against his will. No one is perfect, but we can all try to live according to his will, and it goes against his will to participate in homosexual, gay activities. Now, that's this edition of What's Truth. Join me next time as I discuss the truths about immigration and the nonsensical way in which the government has allowed our country's practices to be influenced by other countries. Thank you and goodbye.